One, two, three. Good love. Good love. I'm sorry. Good morning, everybody. This is Angela. I'll be subbing in for Grace for their show, The Basin. I don't know what Grace usually plays in this hour, but I think today we'll be playing some more upbeat, more uplifting music, because I know everyone around me is in the midst of finals. They are in the trenches, and I feel like, listening to Phoebe Bridgers or something might not help with that state. So what you just heard was Dreaming by Seisumi, and that was preceded by Nuclear Seasons by Charlie XCX. Funny tidbit, the first song wasn't my pick, but it came up because I didn't come on time into the studio. But what's funny is that this is one of my close friends' favorite artists, and I saw Charlie XCX with him a couple weeks ago on 420, and I just thought it was funny that it came up. But yeah, that was those two songs, and the next song is Night in Question by TV Girl. Enjoy. Alright, that was The Night in Question by TV Girl. Just wanted to say, you're listening to WMFO Medford. I was like really late to TV Girl, as in like knowing them, listening to them, liking them. But that also doesn't say much. I feel like I was late to a lot of artists. And I also feel like, I guess I liked listening to a wide range of music, but I also feel like I'm very out of the know for a lot of things related to music, and beyond. I feel like, I guess, I like to try to listen to a lot of music, but I feel like every time people talk about classics and like, you know, songs, the canon and all of that, I just like don't know certain artists. Like, I feel like, not that TV Girl is like the canon or anything, but it's definitely a pretty popular artist, and I didn't know it till my friend showed me in college. But yeah, I'm really glad they did, because now I've like grown a pretty big liking for them. But yeah, the next song is Cynically Sweet by Galaxy Fingers. And it's a song that I found through a show, as one does. This particular show is Elite Day. It's kind of embarrassing to admit that I really binged that show over the course of like a week where I was really sick, but nonetheless, I'm glad I did, because now we have this song. Enjoy. All right, that was Cynically Sweet by Galaxy Fingers. I think the song is so cute. I think it perfectly encapsulates, like, you know, the feeling of just being so comfortable around someone that you really love, and I don't know. Before I forget, and I don't really do this because I don't think my show's at a very odd period, but if you like this music, you should listen to my show. It's 7 a.m. alternating Sundays. And if you want to know which Sundays those are exactly, you can check the calendar. I do this show with my friend Brayden, and our show is called Diary of Disco, because I don't know, I think it was his idea, but I think it was really funny because he has IBS. I don't think that should have been said on air, but hence here we are. Anyways, if you like this music, you should listen to our show on Sundays at 7 a.m. Unfortunately, Brayden will not be in the area over the summer, but I will be continuing with a couple of my, or a rotating selection of my friends, if you will. Tune in to Diary of Disco. Anyways, the next song we have is Hala, I don't know if I'm saying it right, by Mazzie Star. Honestly, I love me a good Mazzie Star song because the lead singer, I don't know her name, but her voice is so beautiful and it's deep and it has so many layers. And I also just like the melodies of all the songs they have. Mazzie Star is another one of those artists that I also didn't find until college. I feel like my music taste has been pretty basic all throughout my life, and it still honestly is. But I feel like because I am a product of my surroundings, I feel like I'm generally surrounded by people with a very advanced music taste, or more so than I am. I've learned a lot all throughout these 2 years here, and all for the better because now we have Mazzie Star. Hala, enjoy.
Told you I lately. I've been feeling like the odd man out. I heard my friends saying things I don't mean out loud. Short skirt, maybe I can be the cute one. Is there room in the band? I don't need to be the front man. If not, then I'll be the biggest fan. I don't want the joke to be on me. Yeah, I'll buy.
So that was I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore by Lucy Dacus, and before that was Holla by Mazzy Star. Still don't know if I pronounced it right. But my friend actually, my close friend Ashley, actually showed me this song yesterday, I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore, after I told her about a particular incident that happened a particular weekend. One of these past weekend where I was having fun with my friends. Oh, it was actually my birthday weekend. I was having fun with my friends. It was a Friday. Actually, it was a Saturday night. And we decided to go to this DJ party at someone's house. It was a great party. But before that, I had drank a lot of juice. And you know, as juice does to you, you and your stomach, after a while, I wasn't feeling too great. And this is really embarrassing, actually. I don't know. I threw up in the kitchen of the person who was hosting at the DJ party. And then I threw up in their trash. And then I had to get walked back home, and I had to get backpacked before I slept. And for those of you who don't know, because I didn't know this before I was backpacked, but apparently you do this so that when you sleep, you don't choke on your vomit and die. But overall, I think I had a good night, and I'm grateful that, you know, all my friends were around me and they all took care of me after I drank so much juice. But the next morning, my roommate told me all about, like, how everything happened and the way I was acting really funny. And I was like, I don't want to be funny anymore. Never again. So that's why Ashley showed me the song. Very roundabout explanation behind it. But I think it's a really good song, like, standalone, without the context either. But the next song we have is Timothy by Tennis. Thank you.
Like nature cannot help but incriminate.
All right, that was Free as a Fisherman by Divine Sweater. And before that was Timothy by Tennis. I feel like the previous song, Free as a Fisherman, is a really good song to just like, I don't know, walk around in the summer aimlessly in your neighborhood, in your city, in your village, whatever. And just kind of be in nature or people watch wherever you are. It's just like very upbeat, very like, very calm. Yeah, and that is indeed what I did all throughout fall semester last year when I listened to the song a lot. I just walk around campus and I don't know. I think it was a very self-soothing song. But speaking of walking, I have a little PSA. Walking is good exercise, although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout. Walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. That was a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So with that over, the next song we have is On the Floor by Perfume Genius. So enjoy.
Out the door,
Alrighty, that was On the Floor by Perfume Genius. On second thought, I know I was talking about the earlier song being like a very good walking song, but you know, on second thought, I feel like all the songs I chose today, or actually just my entire music taste, is just songs that are good for, you know, walking alone, taking a little stroll, you know, around campus. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay if my music taste is just very one-dimensional. But next we've got Matrimony by Tennis, and this has been literally my top song this month, according to Spotify. So I really hope you enjoy this one, because I do a lot. So that was Matrimony by Tennis, another Tennis song within the hour, I know. But yeah, speaking of the hour, as it comes to a close, I'd like to thank you all for listening this hour. This is Angela, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Hopefully, if you're awake from 7 to 8 on this Wednesday, maybe you'll be awake this Sunday and the following Sundays to listen to my regular show with my friend. But if not, that's okay. I'm glad we had this hour. But yeah, as this hour comes to the close, I have one more song for you. It's Because I'm Me by The Avalanches. Enjoy.
Now, one roadblock, then the road looks clear. Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.